The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Multi-million euro drug seizures are causing a so-called cocaineberg, as in iceberg, to pile up in warehouses in Belgium. Incinerators can no longer keep up with the enormous volume of cocaine that's being seized at the port of Antwerp, which has now become the principal gateway for the illicit drug trade into Europe. We're joined now by Euronews journalist Christopher Pitchers. Christopher, good morning.
Hi there, good morning. How are you?
How much stuff is coming in? I mean, I don't know how you measure this, metric tons, I suppose. How much are they seizing?
Yeah, well, this year they're on track to actually meet a record amount of seizure in terms of cocaine. I think last year they seized 89 metric tons, which at the time was a record. And they also they did this because they managed to foil a lot of criminal attempts through this Sky ECC attempt at finding a criminal network, which was basically using all these phones to distribute and organize their drug network. But this year they're actually on track to beat that record and seize 100 metric tons of cocaine.
It's a huge volume of cocaine, but is there any sense of a shortage of cocaine in the recreational markets of Europe? Because if there's not, it means that so much more is getting through.
Well, actually, last year, when they did this record seizure of 89 metric tons, the price of cocaine actually on the street value didn't go down. So that just shows how much flow of cocaine there is in Europe, because, you know, you would expect the price to increase if they were seizing so much cocaine. But in fact, it didn't go down. So, yeah, there seems to be a lot on the market.
Why Antwerp?
Well, Antwerp has become, it seems to have become the main port of entry for drugs coming into Europe. The Belgian authorities, they'll be the first to admit that they don't actually have the capacity or the numbers to try and check every container and everything coming into the port. There's millions of containers and goods coming through the port of Antwerp every year. And I think the authorities say something like only 1% gets checked, but the Belgian authorities, they are trying to step this up, and they actually want to try and have the capacity to scan every single container in the port. So, you know, that would mean a lot of changes, because at the moment they only scan, like I said, 1%. So that's a big step up from 1% to nearly 100%.
Yeah, it would represent scanning of 60,000 containers at the moment if 6 million containers go through. That's a lot of work, but upping that to scanning each and every one of 6 million containers is a massive undertaking, which would involve infrastructure and possibly a delay as well, which would impact the efficiency of the port. Who is importing it? I mean, which groups of criminals? We know the Kinahan gang, the Irish gang, based now in Dubai. They were operating in southern Spain. I'm not sure whether they're involved in Antwerp, but which are the main groups involved in this importation?
Well, nowadays at the moment, it seems to be the Western Balkan gang. So, you know, you have Albanians, Kosovans all across Western Balkan region. They've managed to extend their network and contacts with, in terms of cocaine, we all know that most of that comes from South America. So they've managed to extend their network to South American gangs and criminal networks. So there is a lot of Western Balkans who have managed to also use their massive diasporas across Europe, in particular in Belgium in this case, to utilize the port of Antwerp and the port of Rotterdam, which don't forget is also a big port for drugs coming into Europe. So the Western Balkans seem to be very responsible for a lot of these drugs, but you know there are other gangs from other countries that do as well. So just them.
Now, the problem with incineration, obviously it's a way of disposing of this, but they have hit something of a logjam.
Yeah, there's obviously, like we said, there's record seizures which have gone on. So you can imagine the amounts of drugs that they're having to burn, and they have to meet environmental standards in terms of, in order to actually burn these drugs. So they can't just throw everything into an incinerator and, you know, and just let it burn. They need to actually stick to these rules, which, you know, burning too much at once is going to mean that the fumes and the pollution coming from it is too much. So that's actually the problem right now. And there's also, you know, at the moment, in terms of not burning it quick enough, means that the gangs are going to be looking for the drugs. So that's also another problem.
Now, initially, when they're seized at a port, they are held in a warehouse which would be run by the excise people, the customs people. But presumably then they have to be shipped off for storage elsewhere, pending incineration. And that's where they might be vulnerable. I mean, the bad guys might want to get their drugs back.
Yeah, there's reports of drones actually flying over a lot of the custom depots. And, you know, it's not to say that these drones are from drug gangs, but there is a possibility that it is. So the search could be ongoing for gangs, because when there's this amount of money involved, then, you know, the gangs obviously don't want to lose this money. And we know that they employ a lot of violence and corruption, and they've got so much money that they can use a lot of tactics to try and bend everything to their benefit, unfortunately.
And there was an attempt to kidnap the Belgium's justice minister with a view to holding him, one presumes, for ransom.
Yeah, indeed. It was actually found out, I mean, it's not been proven yet, but the people arrested were actually from a Dutch criminal network. So it just goes to show that this isn't just consigned to Belgium or individual countries. It's an EU-wide thing. And that they're willing to use very extreme measures. I mean, to try and kidnap a justice minister of an EU member state is a pretty serious thing. So it's not something to be taken lightly.
We know with the legalization of cannabis use in the Netherlands, you know, that's an experiment which has been going on for a long time now. Are there calls to maybe change the laws in regard to cocaine, given that some people maintain, look, the battle's been lost. No matter how much you catch at the ports, enough will get through to service the market. So perhaps we're better off with damage limitation and mitigation and just, you know, take the business out of the hands of these narco groups.
I don't think we're quite there yet. I mean, we might be a long way off that. But there are a lot of experts and people that say instead of fighting the so-called war on drugs, which many say is lost because the criminal networks and gangs have, you know, they've managed to extend their reach so far and so wealthy that you can't really stop it. So instead, there should be, you know, a focus on trying to reduce the harms associated with drug trafficking itself. So, you limit the harms of violence, the harms of corruption. Yeah, so I think this might be the way forward in the future, possibly.
Euronews journalist Christopher Pitchers, thank you very much for joining us on the line.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.